fade. Across the terrain, trying hard to aim, trying hard to aim, trying hard to go. Major technical difficulties that we had at the current moment there. Sorry about that. Unfortunately, the last city that we were listening to kind of decided to explode on us. So I'm going to slowly take it away from the CD player and throw it in the garbage can. But in case you were wondering, that was a music from Hot Ship from the album In Our Heads. And there goes that city. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Rain, and I actually started right on time this time. And I'm totally happy I did so because I have an incredible show planned for you guys today. I got music from The Passenger. I got music from Delhi to Dublin. I got music from Hawksley Workman. Ooh, guess what else I have? I also have an interview from Hawksley Workman, which totally makes me really, 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 really stoked. I am totally stoked to have, I had the privilege to interview Hawksley Workman yesterday, and I'm going to play you that interview today. Stay tuned with this show for this entire month because we have some incredible stuff. I want to have an interview with Kid Koala, Montreal's very own, Kid Koala DJ, not DJ, vinyl artist, I would like to call him, vinyl enthusiast artist, Xavier Rudd, from Delhi to Dublin. That's all happening within the course of a month. But let's stick to the current day right now. And on December 12th, we're going to have... It's already a sold-out show because it was announced that last night that it was a sold-out show. But this guy opened up for Ed Sheeran at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre a month ago, and I had the privilege to interview him. Passenger is going to be headlining his own show at the Rio Theatre this December 12th at the Rio, as I said. And what a beautiful musician he is. Even though it is sold out, I had this planned, so I didn't know it was going to be sold out. I don't want to advertise a sold-out show, but... Listen to this song. If you don't absolutely love this guy, then try not to go to the show. But if you do, try your best to find a ticket online. I'm sure you can, because he's most definitely worth to see. This one's called Passenger. The song is called You're On My Mind.
Bottomless loves and phony hearts. There's a hole in my story, there's a hole in my heart. And this storyteller is falling apart. Feeling neglected, I let go of myself. It's unexpected, but I'm are welling in the pits of my eyes. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. Thank you.
And this one's called The Wrong Direction by a Passenger.
I did hidden under the grid. Young and naive, I never believed that love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet to say the oldie again. It gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets under your shirt like a dagger at work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest are flipping hurt. You build your heart of plastic, get cynical and sarcastic, and end up in the corner on your own. Cause I love to feel love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh no. Getting your hopes up when all you're ever getting is choked up. When you're coked up and can't remember the reason why it broke up. You call her in the morning when you're coming down and falling like an old man on the side of the road. Cause when you're apart you don't wanna mingle. When you're together you wanna be single. Ever the chase to taste the kiss of bliss that made your heart tingle. How much greener the grass is with those rose tinted glasses. But the butterflies they flutter by and leave us on our asses. Cause I love to feel love but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Fish in the sea for me to make a selection. I'd jump in if it wasn't for my ear infection. Cause all I wanna do is try to make a connection. It seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh,
creating it. So the microphone's
welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan. Once again, the music that we heard was by the one and only Passenger, and he's going to be playing at the Rio Theater on December the 12th, which is obviously going to be a fantastic show, even though it is a little bit of a sold-out show, meaning it is sold out. But if you can really, really want to go see his show, you can probably find tickets on the internets and try Craigslist. I'm sorry, last night when I was planning my show, he wasn't sold out, but now he is. So obviously, he's really, really, really that good. But I did have an interview with him and I aired my interview with him a month ago. Rad solid dude. The guy, he was part of a major record label with his band Passenger, and then when the band fell apart approximately a few years back, he stuck with the name, and he continued touring, but not really touring as part of a major record deal. He went all around the world, particularly Australia, New Zealand. He started busking all over the place, and that's how he got his name out there as a solo artist. But he's kept his name, and an incredible singer-songwriter, lyricist. I had a chance to speak with him last week, and he's a huge fan of Dan Mangan, which obviously is a big thumbs up in our books. But yeah, once again, he's going to be playing December 12th at the Rio Theater. Check him out if you do get a chance. Sticking on December, sticking to the Orpheum Theater next to the Rio Theater, not that far away from each other, we got Jesse Cook. He's going to be playing his incredible flamenco guitar at the Orpheum on December 16th, and I got one queued up. It's called Cafe Mocha. I want you guys to listen to this and then stay tuned. And then I still got another 45 minutes left, and I want to air my interview with Hoxley Workman, and I'm going to play some lot more good tunes. But for now, this one's called Cafe Mocha. You listen to it on Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you. last part of the song wasn't part of the song. That was my technical difficulty. Thank you. That was what you just heard was by Jesse Cook and from his album Frontiers. And the song you heard was Cafe Mocha. Once again, Jesse Cook will be playing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 16th. Prior to that, I did a little bit of a mess up and I accidentally clicked on something that I wasn't supposed to click, and I played the beginning of a song by Suede, and I cut it down and I went back into my normal routine of what I was going to play on my show. But not that that disappointed people, but one person called me and they wanted to hear the song, and they're really, really cool about it, and I just had to play the song. I don't want to keep anyone I'm not a kiss and tease type of dude, man. I want to be able to provide good music to you guys. So even though Suede has no reason to come to Vancouver the next upcoming while, which is what my show is dedicated on, my Sounds of the City promotes upcoming live concerts, Sounds of the City hates to be a disappointment as well. So I want to play you ones by Suede, and this one's dedicated to Hans. And Hans, thank you so much for listening. This one's called So Young, and it's just playing just for you.
Kanzine West on Saturday, November 17th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the W2 Space at 111 West Hastings Street. Presented by Broken Pencil Magazine, $5 at the door gets you a prison issue of Broken Pencil and access to a variety of underground zines, comics, and micro-press books for sale. We've got a panel of activists, writers, and artists discussing the relationship between controversy and art, and you won't want to miss our Real Vancouver Writers series either. Plus, we're bringing back the 1-2 punch book pitch, where our judges will tell you what they really think about your book idea in front of a live audience. The complete festival lineup, and to buy advance tickets, visit www.brokenpencil.com/canzine-Vancouver or look us up on Facebook. Sponsored by Discorder Magazine, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Look out for Discorder at Canzine West and check out Discorder on air Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m. On Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $12.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for listening. Sounds of the City, a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts, which we have many of. What we have heard thus far was some Jesse Cook. And prior to that, we had some more good tunes, which I can't even remember. I remember I played a Suede. What was the first song I played in the day? Passenger. Yeah, once again. Yeah, he's December 12th. He was at the Rio. Never mind. Carrying on with the rest of the show, I'm sticking with December because this just seems to be a month to stick to this today. On December 19th, we're going to have Vancouver's very own Mother. They're going to be playing at the Orpheum Theatre, which, you know, as you know, it will be a sold-out show. Last year, they played 3 shows in 2 days. At the Commodore Ballroom, and they were pretty much all sold out, so I highly recommend buying your tickets in advance ASAP for this one. You can buy them at Ticketmaster.com, but I want to play you one off of their 2011 album Eureka. This one's called Chasing It Down. You're listening to Mother on Sounds of the City Radio.
Things seem to have great significance.
Life a real change without your consent, without your okay. It happened again. I woke up today and everything changed. All my friends and all my family suddenly don't understand me. Understand I'm not the man they think I am.
Try chasing it down, try chasing it down, try chasing it down.
Favorite waitress, favorite place. It's up in flames, it's up for sale. It doesn't matter anyhow. Like anything that tasted sweet, it only tastes that way about a week before. And there's no bittersweet.
Try chasing it down. We'll be right back.
without your consent, without your okay. All my friends and all my family suddenly don't understand me. Understand I'm not the man they think I am.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh, where'd it go? Oh, where'd it go?
Try taking it down, try.
Just heard some good old mother with a song chasing it down. Let's hear another one from the same album. It's called Simply Simple.
Simply simple. Oh, I do everything.
just heard the good music of Mother Mother, and they're going to be playing at the Orpheum Theater on December the 19th. Make sure you check that show out, because obviously they're always a sold out show, and you want to get your tickets in advance at Ticketmaster.com before they do sell out. That was my thing on Mother Mother. They're a good band, what? And one of them is Iranian. I'm Iranian. We support each other. That's how the world works. Check them out. December 19th, Orpheum. Carrying on with the rest of my show, it's 10:35-ish. I think now would be a good time to start breaking out some Hawksley Workman, because I think he was rad. I had a privilege to have a chat with him over the phone the other day. By the other day, I mean yesterday. And we had a good chat, and I would like to play you that chat. That's what I like to call my interviews, because my process of planning for an interview is not really like, maybe I shouldn't be saying this out loud to publicly to everybody, but it's not really, I don't really plan my interviews as much as some people say I should, simply because I think an interview is way more interesting when you let spontaneity take over, and you have a new sentences can come out, as opposed to me looking up Wikipedia and asking him repetitive questions. So I asked him some interesting questions in my own thought, and I'd like to play you one. But for starters, for those 2% of the entire planet that don't know who Hawksley Workman is, I want to play you one off of his latest album, Meat. It came out 2010, from Isadora Records, and the song is called Song for Sarah Jane. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio, and then we'll be back with a nice little 7-8 minute interview with Hawksley himself. Enjoy.
I believe it is a shame. I believe it is a shame. Stop the wind before it hit me. Stone died in the sea. You used to catch me lightly, falling like a leaf. So why can't things just stay the same? So why can't things just stay the same? Love keeps changing when you think you've got it tamed. Your eyes will open one day and it's up and gone again. But I believe it is a shame.
Song for Sarah Jane off of his latest album, Meat. It came out in 2012. Check out to see, hear what he had to say about how he became a musician. This is my interview with Hawksley Workman.
Jay-Z lyric that was, it's not the life that I chose, but the life that chose me, and I really sort of feel that's true. I don't know if I really had much to say about being a musician or not. It was just going to happen, you know. It feels like it's just kind of part of who I am, and so there wasn't really a decision, more just a reckoning with, okay, well, I guess I got to do this, you know.
When did you write your first song?
Well, I wrote a lot of bad songs, starting when I was really young, you know, like 11 or 12, I started to write songs. Some of them I wrote with my mom because I was too embarrassed to write lyrics. But I don't think I really, really found my voice until I was about 22 or 23. So it took a while. I think I was just busy trying to emulate people I admired. And when you do that, it's natural, I think, when you're young to do that. But if you don't sort of try, if you don't end up finding what it is that's special about, you know, the stuff you want to write, the words and music you want to write, then you maybe just never get past that.
So when you were 11 years old, would you go into the woods with a bottle of whiskey and start writing songs then? Because
oh, yeah, I was always had a bottle of whiskey when I was 11. you know, first, I didn't really start drinking until I was in my 20s. For some reason,
I'm not judging anybody, man. I'm just telling you stories that I think I've heard. They say that when you want to create music, you go into this woods, into this cabin that you have in Ontario, and you create your music there, and someone added a bottle of whiskey to it. I don't know how that happened. But is that
I used to drink a lot of whiskey, that's for sure.
It's a good thing to drink.
It is a great thing to drink. You know, I don't have a real sort of tried and true method when it comes to songwriting. I mean, I guess in the end, I typically like to write in the morning. I think, you know, I've written some of my best stuff between 5:30 and 9 a.m. That's kind of, I like to go to bed early and I like to wake up really, really early. And that's just the way my body clock works, which makes being on the road sometimes a little bit difficult because I'm required to live like a person who stays up late.
And so how often have you ever written songs within that cabin that they talk about?
Yeah, I used to have like what was an old one-room schoolhouse where my grandma went to school when she was a kid. And I owned that house and had a studio in it for a long time. I don't have it anymore, but certainly that was the case. I mean, I still live in the country, but I don't have maybe necessarily the romantic log cabin. I have a nice studio and, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We don't really have neighbors and stuff.
What inspires you to stay away from the city? It seems like everyone's trying to get inside the city. You're leaving it.
I mean, I lived in Toronto for 20 years. I lived in Paris for a year and a half. I still love cities. I'm in cities all the time. So, you know, it's not a complete removal from the reality of the city. I'll be in Vancouver in a few days, and I was just in Vancouver about a month ago, and I was in Hamburg, Germany about 3 weeks ago, and, you know, so I get to spend lots of time in cities.
You're going to come to Vancouver this Wednesday, and it's already a sold-out show. What are people going to expect? Are they going to expect should we expect your more old-school pop cabaret or more the current indie pop style? Because I can see a change in your style of music that you've played over the years, over the last decade.
Yeah.
And what inspires you to do that change?
I don't think I have much of a choice. I just want to keep myself interested. And, you know, I didn't meditate or none of the sort of stylistic or genre sort of shifts were premeditated at all. And at the show, I'll probably play a couple of songs from each record. But as filtered through my duo show that I do with my piano player.
And will you be stripping, perchance? Because they say in the days, you don't strip anymore?
No, I don't strip anymore. It's true, I used to, like...
But why? It's so good! That is such a... I'm not gay or anything, but that would be a hot show. That's what I'm just saying.
I never got completely nude, but I used to get down to my underwear and, like, do costume changes on stage. You know, I haven't done that in a long time. I save my nudity for the shower, you know.
Or for special people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Christmas carols, Christmas music is considered to be the worst albums of the year. How did you manage to write a good one for Moon 11?
Well, thanks for saying that you think it's good. Or, well, you know, I wrote a... I think because I didn't write it to try and make money, or I didn't write it to try and sort of champion any sort of saccharine sentimentality around Christmas. I wrote it... That record really was a love letter to my grandma, who was, in our family, the real matriarch and the person who really was central to celebrating Christmas and family and eating and singing. And so I think that I just tried to write a record about really honest Christmas things instead of, like, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, which I love that song, but I don't think lyrically it doesn't really mean anything anymore, you know?
Absolutely. Do you listen to it yourself every Christmas?
My Christmas record?
Yeah. It's a good one. I told you, I think it's the only good one around, so if I had to listen to something, I must listen to that.
Thanks. No, I don't listen to it every Christmas. I like listening to the old times. I gotta admit, I like chestnuts roasting, and because, again, I like the sentimentality. But no, I don't think it'd be very fun for me to listen to my own Christmas record.
You've been working in the industry for over a decade now, and you've worked with many independent artists. And being CITR Radio, we're a community radio station where a lot of young talent listen to our shows. What's as a mentor in this industry, or as an elder, what advice do you have to give to young musicians who are trying to scramble up money and make a tour happen, or try to make their own record happen? What would be one thing that they had to focus on that would help them, quote unquote, make it?
Yeah, well, firstly, if you ever call me an elder again, I'll lose it. No, I'm
okay.
Joking. But
okay.
I don't know. You know, I think that the music business is an awful place for the most part. It's full of disappointment and heartache. But for those moments that are wonderful, they really are transcendent and wonderful, and would be difficult to deny that I love most parts of my job. But I think, like I had said earlier about the life that chose me, not the life that I chose, I think that in a way you have to really be called to music, because, A, if you're a young musician, there's a good chance you're going to be poor, like desperate poor, for a long time before you start to see any kind of return, you know?
Right.
And so I would say that for young artists, like, be an individual. I think that it seems these days it's hard to be successful as an individual, that if you think, well, if I just sound like a little bit of that and a little bit of that, then maybe I'll get on the radio. And then really I think that the long-term artists, the ones that are, you know, are household names and that have a real relevance and a respectable career, really stay who they are. So I think that would be the big one is, you know, don't try to change to fit a mold, because it's just a recipe for disaster.
And that was my interview with Hoxley Workman. I want to play one song. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Rio this coming Wednesday. And also last night, I found out that show is a sold-out show because he is so damn effing awesome. You can try buying tickets on Craigslist. That would be my recommendation. But don't worry, he'll be here soon again. As he said, he was here a month ago, and I'm sure he's going to be here ASAP. But when you get a chance to check out Hoxley Workman, I want to play the song that made me got me into and introduced me to Hoxley Workman. I'd like to dedicate this one to my old friend Joanna. This one's called Smoke Baby.
Flight will leave and on it will be me. mountain runs. As the sun is setting, you'll be betting I'll be getting through. I'll find a payphone, babe, and take some time to talk to you. I'll smoke, baby, smoke. This close to hell. All this rock and roll, baby, only time will tell. But we're young now, having fun now, on the time now, get around now, it's fine for now, but someday we'll settle down. But not now, baby, smoke, baby, smoke, baby. More alcohol, baby, cocaine in Montreal, and rock out on the plane, baby. And a flight we'll leave, and on it will be me, yeah.
CITR is proud to sponsor the 17th Amnesty International Film Festival, taking place November 2nd through the 4th at Pacific Cinemathique Theatre in downtown Vancouver. The festival will show 9 films from around the world, which will highlight a variety of human rights matters and will include guest speakers, the presence of other community groups, and ways for the public to take action on said matters. So come join in on one of the biggest human rights film festivals in the country. For more information or to buy tickets, you can check out www.amnesty.ca/VFF.
And the songs you just heard were what's called Smoke Baby by Hawksley Workman. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Rio Theater this coming Wednesday. And though it is a sold-out show, I'm sure if you're persistent, you can find a good ticket on Craigslist. I don't even have tickets to that show. And I talked to the dude. There was a little bit of a, he's a bit of, not a sad singer-songwriter, but I don't know, Smoke Baby was a pretty downbeat song. So in order to kick things up, I'm going to announce that on December 28th, we're going to have Gogo Bordello. He's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on December 28th. If you want to check out a fantastic show, check out this one. This one's called Start Wearing Purple.
Stop. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah,
start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time.
I know you since you were a 20. I was 20 and thought that some years from now from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, обостав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка вошла от звука в ну. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple?
Start wearing purple for me now.
Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. Well, that was it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City. What you just heard was Gogo Bordello with the song Think Locally, Fuck Globally. Did I just say that word? Shit. Oh, shit. I'll stop talking. Before that, we had the song by Gogo Bordello, Start Wearing Purple. Once again, he's going to be playing. They're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on December the 28th. So after Christmas, before New Year's, rock out there at the Commodore Ballroom. Prior to that, we had Hoxie Workman. Prior to that, we had Passenger. And prior to that, we had a whole bunch of good tunes, including Jesse Cook and Mother Mother. That was it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. We'll be back with Dorothy from Stereo Blues shortly. I'm just going to play you a couple of tunes just to keep you guys going and some good stuff. And I'm going to leave you with a random song by Rusted Root. This one's called Ecstasy. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Enjoy.
The military machine. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.